Christians goes around. You got to remember, November will be our double up month. We always give our missionaries twice as much for Christmas. You guys have never failed to make that happen. God's always blessed us. So I wrote that on the back of here so I'd remember November is so we can give them our Christmas offerings. We're going to go back to Proverbs. We spent a little bit of time there in the first two chapters of Proverbs, and we were looking at wisdom. And as I've been studying Proverbs, I got to noticing that how many words were used so many times. And like I said, I've not got this from anybody's commentary or anything like that, but as I went through here, I took a handheld computer that I've got, that King James Bible, and I went through Proverbs and looked at the word heart, because I noticed how many times in Proverbs the word heart appears. That is the, if you would call Proverbs a sentence, that's the verb of Proverbs, is the heart. And I've made out some papers here, Brother Terry, if you'll hand them out for me. We'll look at them together here. Now, the word will appear several more times than I've got it written down here. But if it appeared like a heart of discord, if it appeared more than once, then I just left it one scripture. So many more times this word appears in there, but if it was kind of a repeat, I left it off. But if you get these, and when you get them all out here, we'll take a look at what, I think the next word that we'll go over in Proverbs, I was doing a verse by verse, kind of first two chapters, you can do that. But Proverbs is Proverbs. It just jumps in from one thing to another a lot of times, so it's hard to do a verse by verse. But what you've got in front of you, as I studied this, it kind of amazed me that the way it started off. Only God could lay stuff out like this. It starts off, if you'll look at your chart that you've got in front of you, it says, I wrote how to get wisdom, instruction. And in the first two chapters, up through the first, I say four chapters, is basically that's what it's about. How to get wisdom and where wisdom enters, what it changes, what it does. Then as you get on up into the middle of the book, it's the type of heart that people have. A heart that despises, a heart of discord, a wicked heart. Now, as you get near the end of the book of Proverbs, it's how the heart cannot be trusted. And I find this in talking with people, especially your family, you know, that you can get a free conversation going with, and they'll always say, well, I think in my heart. Or I believe in my heart. Or I really believe. So what? The nature of a man's heart that we look at is terrible. Don't think just because you're good in your heart, or you think you're good in your heart. The Bible says in Proverbs, the verses we'll try to look at today, about the condition of the heart. And you'll remember when we studied in Genesis a long time ago, and we were looking at Adam and Eve, and we were talking about a baby, a child. You don't have to train. The Bible in Proverbs, and we'll see that verse, is train up a child in the way that it should go, and when it's old, it won't depart from it. You don't have to train a child the wrong way to go. Do you? Never. They're going to take, just leave them alone, they're going to head that way. And as I've said many times, when you take Adam and Eve, and Adam and Eve sinned, what's the first thing they did? Hide. Then cover themselves. Right? And then what's the third thing they'll do? Blame it on somebody else. And they did those things. We won't look at those scriptures. But you take a little baby. I remember Amy when Kay was potty training her, where she would go and get behind the curtain, mess in her pants. And then they do, when they're a little infant, they'll do, or little, they'll do things like that. They'll run and hide when they do something wrong, won't they? That's their nature. And then they get a little older, and got brothers and sisters, they'll blame it on them. See, it's a nature that people have that's just there. And now we looked at last week wisdom and what it is, where it comes from. Wisdom is Christ. 1 Corinthians, Paul said in 1 Corinthians, for Christ is made unto us wisdom and justification, redemption, all those things is Christ. Now, like I said last week, a wise man is not a man that knows all the facts. Knowledge that we look at today is when we know all the facts. That's not wisdom. Wisdom is from God. And as we're going to look at Proverbs in kind of a little word study. And as I took a little handheld computer and sat down and pulled these up and went through them. And as you're looking in front of you there, I've wrote in the top and kind of divided them out there. So how to get wisdom. Entitled the whole side there, instruction. And then the heart, the nature of the heart, the type of heart. You see that in the scriptures. And the heart cannot be trusted. Understanding and trust, where does it come from? It's from God. So let's just start looking. The way the Bible starts out here, the way Proverbs starts out is beautiful because it starts out and it lays out how to get that heart taken care of. And we'll try to move quickly, and this could get boring really because you're looking at a lot of scriptures. But in 2:2, in verse 1, it's let's just talk about here in 19 through 23 just a little bit. In verse 19, so are the ways of everyone that is greedy of gain, which taketh away the life of the owners thereof. Wisdom crieth without. Wisdom cries without. Jesus was outside the camp without. All right, look where it also cries. In the streets. And in verse 21, she crieth in the chief place of concourse, in the most busy intersection. Wisdom is crying out to people to turn, all right? In the city, she uttereth her words, saying, how long, ye simple ones, will you love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. Turn you at my reproof. This I here is God. There's no doubt about it. Wisdom speaking, but who's speaking? God is speaking. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. Because I have called and you refused, I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded. You got the order of salvation right here. Repent. Right? It's the first thing. It says turn. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I'm going to pour out my spirit. So that's the order. You're going to repent before you get the spirit. Now, repentance goes before conversion. Right? In this scripture, it's laid out clearly there. And it's talking about crying. Wisdom is crying out. Turn. Repent. Turn to God. So, in this order of salvation here, you see that before conversion, there's repentance. And before getting the Holy Spirit, there's conversion. And before knowledge and wisdom, there's the Holy Spirit. Just in that order. Now you look at that verse. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. So the wisdom that you're talking about is the words of God. But for, now we'll look at this chart as you look at it and where it must go. All right, let's look at 2:2. And the chart's right there in front of you. We're on the left-hand column. My son, if thou will receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding. Incline thine ear. I'm doing that a lot now as I get older. I can't help it. I can't hear good, and I kind of turn that good ear toward whoever's speaking. And try to watch their mouth move too, and that helps. But he's saying incline your ear. Lean toward God, right? That's what incline means. Lean. Lean toward God. We'll look at a scripture there. It says, lean not to thine own understanding. Don't incline to your own understanding, but unto God's. Sometimes you'll read something in the Bible and you feel, even though it's clear as it can be what it says, that's just not what I feel. It don't matter what I feel. You know, our heart will have compassion when it's not supposed to have compassion. Compassion is a good thing in the heart, but we shouldn't have compassion for sin. God doesn't. He has it for the sinner. But not for sin. All right, look at 2:10. When wisdom entereth into thine heart, and knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul. Wisdom has to enter into the heart. You see, that's where wisdom comes from. Not from the brain, not from the facts, not from knowledge, but from the heart. All right, look at 3:1. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. You realize a man can keep the commandments. A man can do the things that they think is right and their heart not be in it. God looks upon the heart. Why do we do what we do? See, the heart has to be in it, all right? Look at 3:3. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. Mercy and truth are the twins of wisdom. Mercy and truth. See, if you're going to have mercy, it better be with truth. Right? Because you can't trust his heart. The truth is what makes the decision. All right. Let's look at 4:4. He taught me also and said unto me, let thine heart retain my words, keep my commandments, and live. That's what God's telling us. Let your heart keep his words and commandments. It's not enough to know them. It's enough for the heart to keep them. 4:21. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. This wisdom is Jesus Christ, God, the Holy Spirit, crying out to you to keep his words. To keep them in your heart. They take care of the problems. Look at 6:21. Bind them continually upon thine heart, and tie them about thy neck. Bind them continually upon thine heart. You got to hook them up there. You got to tie them down. You're going to refuse it. You get an animal, a horse, a calf you've ever on the farm, you're going to bind him sometimes to get what you need to get done. You're going to bind him. You're going to take a horse, tie his foot up around his neck. You're going to take a cow and tie her head down almost between her legs. Bind them. Bind them words. See, when you go to studying Proverbs by the words and see how they're laid out, you see, we're in the front of the book. Then it gets in the middle of the book and tells you the problem of the heart. He gives, most of the time, instruction gives the solution last. This way, the solution's given first and last. The problems are in the middle. But he said to seek wisdom. What we talked about last week? Said if you would seek wisdom as hid treasure. And like I told you, I know how I'd be. I want a good metal detector now. I'm going to find me one. I love doing that. When you go to the coast, I love taking a metal detector and looking for stuff. If it ain't nothing but an old quarter, been there about 20 years. It's fun to find. If my backyard fits treasure in it, I'd dig it all to pieces, wouldn't you? That's what he's saying, that we're to seek after wisdom the same way. We're to cry after it. We're to look for it. And God said he'd give it to you if you would. All right. Now look at 7:3. You see, this is words and commandments. All we're reading here, and it has to do with the heart. Bind them upon thy fingers. Write them upon the table of thine heart. Write them on your heart. Okay? Now, I'm not going to spend much time here, I don't think, from looking at that clock move. But on the left-hand side of your chart, there's where we've been. But what Jesus said about the heart. I took a lot out of Proverbs, but I thought I should write these down. And all these scriptures that you're looking at on the left-hand side there are from Matthew. 5:8, blessed are the pure in heart. 5:28 is not to lust in your heart. He said, if a man looks upon a woman with lust in his heart, he's committed adultery already. You see where so what's that telling you? That's telling you where sin is conceived. Not in the eyes. You say, Joe, you don't know what? Yes, I do. I know what I'm talking about here. All right, let's turn to, remember in Job chapter 31. Let's turn there right quick. That is where Job pleaded his case. And he listed the judgment we're all going to be judged with. And right at the end of 31, where it says the words of Job are ended, Job pleaded his case. And look what he said here in the beginning of chapter 31, verse 1. I made a covenant with mine eyes. Why then should I think upon a maid? Job made a covenant with him. He said, look, just because you've seen it don't mean you're going to get it nor entertain it. Now look what on it says. For what portion of God is there from above? And what inheritance of the Almighty from on high? Is not the destruction of the wicked and a strange punishment to the workers of iniquity? Did not he see my ways and count all my steps? If I have walked with vanity, or if my foot hath hasted to deceit, let me be weighed in an even balance, that God may know mine integrity. If my step, and I want you to watch this order here, okay? If my step hath turned out of the way, and mine heart walked after mine eyes, And if any blot hath cleaved to mine hands. You see the order of that? It's just like the order of salvation over there a while ago. There's an order. If my step hath turned out of the way, what's going to make that step turn out of the way? When the heart walks after the eyes. And then what happens then? There's a blot on the hands, brother. That's the sin blot right there. See that order? All right, let's go back to where we were at there. Now, Jesus said, on the heart, the blessed of the pure in heart, them that lust in their heart. See, the eyes will see sometimes. Then you could turn that head and say, God, forgive me. But when that heart ponders that sin, you walk after it. And then there's a blot on the hands. That's as clear as it can be. All right. And then Jesus also said in Matthew 5 or 6:21, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Now, don't that go along with what we were just saying? If we'd seek after wisdom as hid treasure? But if your treasure is your 401k, if your treasure is your bank account, you got a problem. That's as simple as it can be. That is fact. Because he said that's where your heart will be. And hey, that's easy to happen. All right? He also said, the mouth speaketh what the heart feels. You can look these scriptures up. I'm just paraphrasing those. All right? And in 5:15-19, he said, for out of the heart proceeds evil, lustful, bad things. That's what comes out of the heart. Look these up later on. When the Pharisees talked about washing their hands, and he didn't wash before he ate or something to that effect, he said, out of the heart is where those problems come. And in Jeremiah 17:7-10, let's read that. And then we'll move on back on the other side there. See, Proverbs is basically the heart of man. Now here's the solution that's on the right hand side of this chart, okay? This is the cure all along with the front side. Incline your ear to wisdom and trust in the Lord. All right, watch this. Blessed is the man, verse 7, Jeremiah 17. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, whose hope the Lord is. I love that. Job's got the same statement just like that. He said, if I had made gold my hope or fine gold my confidence, buddy, the Lord better be your hope. I was talking with somebody not long ago, and they was talking about, well, they were buying gold and putting it because they don't trust the currency. I said, you can't eat it. And if it won't get you water and it won't get you food, what good is it? Amen. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him. All of them. Okay. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters and that spreadeth out her roots by the river and shall not see when heat cometh. But her leaf shall be green and shall not be careful in the year of drought. She ain't going to worry. She's trusting in the Lord. Ain't that wonderful? Where's your hope? Neither shall cease from yielding fruit. The heart is deceitful. That's what it said. I'm reading and then looking up. All right? The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Well, I believe in my heart. I know in my heart. I'm all right. You better not hang your life on any peg but this. How do I know that I'm saved? Because the Lord said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen. I'm not trusting my feelings because they're going to change. When I get sick and we're all headed that way, my feelings is going to change. I may lose my mind. Medicine may take my mind. Sickness may take my mind. But it won't take this book. The Word of God. One guy asked me one time, I said, well, if you used to, you know, you've heard, that's what we use. If you used to die tonight, and God said, why should I let you in? What would you say? I said, because you said I could come in. His word. You see, he gave his word. And his word is higher than his name. And at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God. But he put his word above his name. And you've heard that old statement, a man is no better than his word. Right? If a man lies to you, you ain't got much confidence in him anymore, do you? Because he's no better than his word. You're not going to trust him anymore, but God has never lied to us. And he said if we'd call upon him, he'd save us. All right? Now watch verse 10. Let me read 9 one more time. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Well, I know my heart. No, you don't. I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways. And according to the fruit of his doings. You see that? Now I want you to turn back to Proverbs. And we're going to look. We won't get over probably much on the right side today. We may lean. I want you to look at 3:5 while we're here. Proverbs 3:5. Because this should be every one of us is a verse we should all know and we should all use. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. You see that? Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. He said, hide his commandments, incline your ear to his words, write them upon the table of your heart. Then he said, trust them and not your heart. It says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. You see how this book is laid out? He tells you how to get ready for what's coming, all right? Now, I want you to look at 5:12, and you start seeing the time. When you get past the instruction and how to get wisdom and how to get care of these things, right in the middle here, you get a bunch of verses in the middle of Proverbs on the types of the heart. In 5:12, and say, how have I hated instruction and my heart despised reproof? A despising heart, a despiteful heart. That's a type of heart. There's people that despise reproof. And that's the condition of the man that doesn't seek after wisdom and knowledge. All right, look at 6:14. Frowardness is in his heart. He deviseth mischief continually. He soweth discord. Froward. Is a good definition of that is not honest, but it means crooked, not crooked, a crooked path. a misleading, misguiding, a statement that's just enough truth to still be a lie. You know, a good explanation of that, in my thoughts, is news media. Exactly. Folks, I'm telling you the truth. That's frowardness. When I take a part of a sentence and give it out, it's not a truth. If I take a word and diagram it into a sentence and leave the verb out and just put the nouns in, that's not a complete sentence. Truth is complete. What did I say a long time ago in this class? Truth and error went swimming. An error stole truth's clothing. And truth is naked. An error is dressed in truth's clothing. Frowardness is a good illustration by the news media today. If you want to know the definition of frowardness, that's it. Now, 6:14. Frowardness is in his heart. He deviseth mischief continually. He soweth discord. I'm telling you, I'm going to move on from that, but that's exactly a good definition of the news media, of what we got in our news sources this day and time. All right, now look at 6:18. And heart that deviseth wicked imaginations, feet that be swift in running to mischief. A wicked heart. Then look at 6:25. Lust not after her beauty in thine heart, neither let her take thee with thy eyelids. Now we'll do a word study on a harlot, okay? Because there's a lot of conversation in Proverbs on a harlot. And God is not doing that just to talk about a wicked, sinful woman, because he'll save that woman. And her sin is no greater than our sin. Okay? But that wicked woman is Babylon 17, Revelation chapter 17. Christ is made unto us wisdom, crieth in the streets. That woman that's bidding people to come in with frowardness, misleading, just enough truth to be misguiding people. A crooked path is a froward path. It's going to end up, but it's going to take you here and take you here. It's not straight. All right? Then 7:10. And behold, there met him a woman with the attire of a harlot and a subtle of heart. A subtle heart. Heart, the heart of mankind is the theme of Proverbs. All right. 8:5. There's the understanding heart. O ye simple. You see that? Sometimes that's simple. Oh, ye simple, understand wisdom, and ye fools, be ye of an understanding heart. Okay? Now, look at 10:8. The wise in heart will receive commandments, but a prating fool shall fall. You got the wise in heart. That's a person who's seeking after wisdom, seeking God, seeking his word, inclining his ear to God, hiding God's word in his heart, writing his word on the tables of his heart, is a wise man. All right, look at 11:20. Here you go again with the froward. They that are of a froward heart are an abomination to the Lord, but such as are upright in their way are his delight. Okay. Look at 12:8. A man shall be commended according to his wisdom, but he that is of a perverse heart shall be despised. So there's the perverse heart. Look at 12:20. Deceit is in the heart of them that imagine evil, but to the counselors of peace is joy. There's a deceitful heart. All right, look at 12:23. There's a foolish heart. A prudent man concealeth knowledge, but the heart of fools proclaimeth foolishness. Foolishness comes from a man's heart. Nothing funny about foolishness. It's a foolish heart. Look at 12:25, you've got a heavy heart. In 13:12, you've got a sick heart. In 14:10, you have a bitter heart. In 14:13, you have a sorrowful heart. In 14:14, you have a backslider heart. In 14:30, a sound heart. 14:30, a sound heart. Though that is based on something that's sound. You got your feet on the rock. Right? And then 15:13, a merry heart. And in 15:28, a righteous heart. 16:1 is a prepared heart. 16:5 is a proud heart. 18:12 is a haughty heart. 19:3 is a fretteth heart. And 22:11 is a pure heart. Now I'm going to read last 5 minutes here, some of this on the right hand side here. 3:5 said, lean not to thine own understanding. And as I've got on the right-hand side of this, heart cannot be trusted. Understanding and trust. What is it and who's it come from? All right, let's look at 4:23. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. A diligent man is a man who's, he's up on things, ain't he? If you see a diligent man at work, he's a prepared man. He's got his tools in order. He's ready to do the job. He's got the right tool for the right job. He's diligent. And the Bible says to keep your heart with all diligence. That should be the study and thought of your heart, is to keep it. Okay, that's what God's telling you to do. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Everything's proceeding out of the heart. All right, look at 15:30. Proverbs 15:30. The light of the eyes rejoiceth the heart. And a good report maketh the bones fat. But we know what should be the light of our eyes. A lamp under our feet and a light unto our path. Okay, the word of God. All right, now look at 16:9. A man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directeth his steps. You know, sometimes that's what we trust is the heart. And God just looks after us and directs our steps. Amen? I mean, you wonder, well, how did I get to this point? Lord, if I'd have went the way I wanted to go. Okay? Now, look at 17:16. I love this verse. Wherefore is there a price in the hand of a fool to get wisdom? Seeing he hath no heart to it. There's a price for it. Why do you think in the streets when in Isaiah, when he said, come, when Isaiah cried, come buy without money. There's a price and it ain't money. It's return. At my reproof. Give your life. That's what he's saying. Wherefore, is there a price in the hand of a fool to get wisdom? No, he's not going to pay the price, seeing he hath no heart to it. Amen? All right, look at 19:21. There are many devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord, that shall stand. Don't try to figure it out in your heart. Now, how many times I do that, folks? You do too. I know you do. I say, boy, in my heart, I need to do this. What did God say to do? What is God's counsel? What did the book say? Did you ever bail a man out only to bail him out again? Only to bail him out again and only to bail him out again? All right. 29. Who can say, I have made my heart clean? You can't trust your heart. Who can say, I have made my heart clean? I am pure from my sin. Only God can make a heart clean, make a man pure from his sin. All right. 21:1. The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord, as the rivers of water. That's why you better trust your King James Bible. You know God moveth the hand of a king? Look that up and study that subject one time. How God dealt with a king. God did not want to deal. God was the ruler of Israel, and they wanted a king, didn't he? And he dealt with the hand of a king. Okay? So the heart is in the hand of the king. 21:1. 22:15. We're going to move quickly here. Foolishness is bound in the heart of a child. You see that? What we were talking about a while ago? You didn't have to teach that child foolishness or disobedience. It's bound in his heart. But he says the rod of correction will drive it far from him. You don't have to train him in the way he shouldn't go. You've got to train him in the way he should go. All right? 23:26. We're going to jump through these right quick. Yeah. My son, give me thine heart, and let thine eyes observe my ways. Give God your heart, and let your eyes be on his ways and on his word. 24:12. If thou sayest, behold, we knew it not, doth not he that pondereth the heart consider it? He that keepeth thy soul, doth not he know it? And shall not he render to every man according to his works? God pondereth the hearts. We can't know the heart. Only God can. Now look at 27:11. My son, be wise and make my heart glad, that I may answer him that reproacheth me. Make God's heart glad, that I may answer him that reproaches. Who reproaches him? Who appears daily before him accusing you? Satan. Make God's heart glad. God was glad at Job, wasn't he? He said, told Satan, have you considered my servant Job that there's none like him? The devil had considered him. Yes, he had. Because he said, you've got a hedge around him. I've been down there. You've got a hedge about his family. You've got a hedge about his house. You've got a hedge about him. He said, I done checked him out. But he made God's heart glad. Look at 28:26. This is the last one. He that trusteth in his own heart is a fool. But he that walketh wisely shall be delivered. He that trusteth his own heart is a fool. Who can say, I have made my heart clean? God saved your soul. You got a deceitful heart. People will say, well, that's a very negative. It's not. No. God, he said, hide your word. He said, thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. He said, write it upon the tables of your heart. Incline your ear to it. Lean not to thine own understanding. You can't trust your own heart. This morning, are you trusting your heart for salvation? Are you trusting the Word of God? Trust in the Word of God. God said He'd do it, He'll do it. He said, Numbers? God is not a man that he should lie, neither the Son of Man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Amen. Lord, thank you for this day you've given us. And thank you for your word. And pray that you're blessed in the next hour. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.